Penguin Random House Audio presents Crime Scene by Jonathan Kellerman and Jesse Kellerman. Read for you by Dennis Boutsakaris. To Fay, Jonathan Kellerman. To Gavri, Jesse Kellerman. Chapter 1. Don't make assumptions. Every now and then, I remind myself of that. Every now and then, the universe does the reminding for me. When I meet new people, they're usually dead. A young white male lies on his back in the parking lot of a Berkeley frat house. According to the license in his wallet, his name is Seth Lindley Powell. He is 4 months past his 18th birthday. The license gives a San Jose address. It's a fair bet his parents are at that address, right now, asleep. Nobody has notified them yet. I haven't had a chance. Seth Powell has clean gray eyes and soft brown hair. His palms are open to the 3 a.m. sky. He wears a misshapen brown polo shirt over khakis. One shoelace drifts loose. Except for a few shallow abrasions on his left cheek, his face is smooth and content, with a bluish tinge. His skull, ribcage, neck, arms, and legs are intact. There is little visible blood. Down at the end of the driveway, beyond the yellow tape, a throng of students snap photos of Seth, and selfies. Some of them hug and weep, others just look on, curious. Crushed red solo cups pile high on the sidewalks. A banner strung from the eaves declares the theme, Saturday Night Fever. Boys slur their statements to uniformed officers. Girls on platforms fidget with the buttons of loud polyester.